It's a crisp fall day, and there's an empty willow basket swinging on my arm as I cross the streets of downtown Thionville. My basket won't be empty for long. Saturday is market day, and marketing in France is serious and sensual business. Sunday dinner is the highlight of the week, and its every phase must be savored. Planning, shopping, cooking, eating. Perusing the farmer's market doesn't just stock the fridge. It stimulates the senses. A kind of culinary foreplay, if you will. On this sunny morning, the market is even more stimulating than usual. Off the Place de la Liberté, the parking lot is transformed into a circus crammed with tents and awnings. Camper vans have split open like Fabergé eggs to reveal ornate mosaics of cheeses, festoons of sausages, swags of braided garlic. In wire crates, chickens strut warily, and rabbits drape against their cages, so sleek and fat their fur oozes through the bars. And all along the sidewalk, farm couples in flowered aprons and blue coveralls have set up folding tables to display the bounty of their harvest. There are lettuces hacked just this morning, beets and carrots still caked with soil, stout pumpkins, turnips, walnuts, squash. And there are real apples, no wax, no stickers, not a Fuji in sight. Madame shows jars of her blackberry jam, Monsieur his prize honey. And beside each table, there's a plastic cooler with a hand-lettered sign. Poulet, lapin. Madame lifts the lid and fishes out a plump, plucked guinea fowl. 2 kilos, she says. And now I must think on my feet. This is the art of cuisine de marché, the cool-headed assessment of what looks good, the quick calculations of recipes and menus. Into my basket goes the guinea fowl, a lacy green cabbage, some fingerling potatoes. An attentive crowd gathers around to discuss how to season and simmer the bird, whether to deglaze it with red or white wine, whether the bacon should be salted or smoked. Then I seek out my village foie gras man, dwarfed by stacks of hinged glass jars. My goat cheese lady greets me like an old friend. Finally, I can't carry another thing, and my stomach is rumbling. I can't wait to get home to my kitchen.
Nancy Coons is a writer in France.